Hey, tonight is Monday night, March 20th. This is the Gemara Share. We're up to Moed Katan, Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis.
Okay, Rabotai. We're in the middle of the sugya of engaging in certain types of activities on Cholos HaMoed. At times it appears like harama, and the Gemara is somewhat troubled by it. So we'll see tonight something that we had mentioned last week, how the Gemara actually presents it. So we'll start again just to review five lines from after the lines get wide, Tana Rabbanan. And then we'll get into the Braisa. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Tochanin b'moed l'tzorech ha-moed. You are permitted to grind on Yom Tov if it's for Yom Tov needs. Shelo l'tzorech ha-moed, if it's not for Yom Tov, it's for after Yom Tov, of course it's asur. V'im tochan v'hosir, if you ground thinking that you needed X and there was some leftovers, people didn't eat as much, or you made a little more than you actually thought you needed, harez mutter. You are allowed to use that after Yom Tov. So too, kotzitzin eitzin b'moed l'tzorech ha-moed. You are permitted to cut wood on Yom Tov that it will be used for Yom Tov or Cholos ha-moed. U'shelo l'tzorech ha-moed asa. V'im kotzatz v'hosir, harezeh mutter. Case number three, and last week we explained why you need all three cases. Matilin Sheikhar b'moed l'tzorech ha-moed. You are permitted to go ahead and make fresh beer on Yom Tov for on Cholos ha-moed for Yom Tov. U'shelo l'tzorech ha-moed asur. V'im hitil v'hosir, if he made fresh beer and there was something left over, harezeh mutter, there is no knas. U'bilvad shelo ya'arim, provided that he does not make a harama, claiming, oh yeah, I'm going to be making an awful lot because I'm expecting lots of people, when he knows very well he's not expecting any company at all, and he increases the volume specifically to what? To eat it after Yom Tov. Asks the Gemara, uveriminu for the fregen akasha. Matilin Sheikhar b'moed l'tzorech ha-moed u'shelo l'tzorech ha-moed asur. You're allowed to make beer on Cholos ha-moed, that which you need for Yom Tov, but for shelo l'tzorech ha-moed asur. Echad Sheikhar timarim, whether we are dealing with date beer, ve'echad Sheikhar sa'arim, whether we are dealing with grain, barley beer. Anybody ever taste date beer? Most of the beers that we have are made out of barley hops. Yeah, but the Gemara talks about Sheikha Tamarim. V'af al pi sheyesh lo yashan, even though he's got plenty of old beer, ma'arim v'shoseh min achadash, you're allowed to engage in harama and say, you know what? Even though I got plenty of beer, I like fresh beer, and that is permissible. So the Gemara is somewhat troubled. The previous Brisa said that under no circumstances are you permitted to engage in harama. This Brisa says that it's perfectly okay to engage in harama. Despite the fact that I have beer, you're allowed to start making new beer.
Well, haramas are different.
Oh, that's a very good point. We're going to talk about that's the first point that we're going to talk about. Answers the Gemara, Tanoihi. It's actually a machloikis Tanoi. The Sanya we learned in the Braisa. Ein ma'arimin bekach. You are not permitted to go ahead and make any type of harama whatsoever on Cholos ha-moed. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda omer ma'arimin. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says you are permitted to engage in harama. Now, no place in this Gemara does it actually say the case which the Chachamim and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda argue. They just say One says you never ain marim in bekach. You don't make a haram in such a fashion. What fashion? Which case are we talking about? And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says you are permitted to engage in a haram. So the question really is: the first question is, what might be the case which these two Tanaim are arguing about? And then, once we see that, if we understand the case, we'll be able to understand Moshe's question: are the two cases analogous or not? Or are we talking about two different types of harama? So let me explain Moshe's, elaborate on Moshe's question, that we are actually dealing with two different types of harama. The Braisa, which initially said that harama is prohibited, is talking about the following case. I am doing something which Chazal said I am allowed to do based on the fact that there is a need. Either the need was ein lo ma yochal, I had nothing to eat, or I had plenty to eat, but I ran out of food. That's also ein lo ma yochal. I ate up so much during the first days of Yontif that you have nothing left. So you're allowed to grind, you're allowed to cut wood, you're allowed to make beer, as long as your projection is that which I'm going to use is what? Litzorech Yom Tov. That's fine. So the harama of Tochein and the harama of Kotzer are dealing with the exact same product that you are actually using on Yom Tov and Chol HaShamoed. You're using the grain, but wherein might be the harama? The fact that what? I'm making for much more than I need for after Yom Tov. I'm using the wood, because I have to get a fire going, but I might have cut more wood than I really needed, and I tried to dupe the halach and cut for the next 6 months. But when it comes to beer, that's not the case of which we're talking about. We are not talking about that somebody has no beer whatsoever. Now you can make a parallel haram. The Mishnah would say, you know what, you have no beer, go ahead and make a Bud Light. Be my guest. But how much Bud Light should you make? Just as much that you're going to drink. And the Braisa would now say, Ubil Vad Shelo Yarim. Don't try to fool anybody by saying that normally you drink 5 quarts of beer. Oh, but I'm anticipating 50,000 people coming, making a kiddush, whatever it is. I need 25,000 quarts of beer this time. That would be a parallel haram. This case is talking about, I have plenty of beer in my house. But what type of beer is it?
Old.
It's old beer. We must assume, and again, I ask you to do your homework, big connoisseur beer drinkers, ask you to drink, to do your homework. Is there a difference between old beer and fresh beer? Is there anybody do any homework? Is there any difference? So I'm going to be in Amaretz in this regard and assume that if the Gemara is talking about making fresh beer, the Gemara assumes that fresh beer tastes better than what? Than old beer. That's the assumption we're going to make. Fine. So now let me ask you this question. You prepared for the first days of Yontif chicken as your main dish. And you got plenty left over? There's refrigeration, there's freezers, there's everything. Now comes Chol HaShamoed, and you decide, I don't want any more chicken. I want to have a piece of roast beef. Would I need a Gemara to tell me that you're allowed to go ahead and make roast beef, even though I have plenty of chicken left over for the first day's Yom Tov? No. Why? First of all, fresh meat tastes fresh. Secondly, I'm going to even exaggerate the case.
Chicken.
I want to make a fresh chicken. Exactly. I want fresh barbecue chicken right off the grill. Right off the grill.
Do that on Yom Tov.
Right? But I did it on Yontif.
So you could do, but I'm saying you could do, I could do it on Yontif, let alone call a Moed.
Correct. I'm not questioning that you can do it.
Right.
But would anybody say that you can't do it because you have freezer, you have chicken left over in the freezer? So in effect, the Gemara's analogy from the din of Harama of Tochein to what? Tochein and Kotzer Eitzin to the case of Sheikhar is not an exact comparison in terms of a harama. It's a very good question. So now, perhaps, if we see the origin of what the machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda was, because our Gemara, as I said, doesn't tell us. It just says, one says, Ein Marimin, and the other one says, Marimin. Well, what are they talking about? So in order to see what we're talking about, let us first, and who alerted me that this is talking about this case? Who alerted me to this? I'll tell you who alerted me to this. The Tosis Harash, page number two. Page number two. So the first thing that the Tosfos HaRosh writes, Tochanin Kemach Bemoed Letzorech HaMoed, says the Rosh, Afilu Kivein Melachta. Listen to this. I was standing there Erev Yontif with nothing to do. Nothing to do. No ball game on, nothing, zero to do. And I planned my Yontif meal. Right. Let's talk about when Eretz Yisrael. My one day Yom Tov meal. That's all. I have 9 hours left on Erev Yontif. And I could have prepared everything I need for Chol HaShemoed as well. And I said to myself, I'm not cooking one stitch more food on Erev Yontif. I'm cooking on Chol HaShemoed. So we've had thus far a concept that if you are mechavein melachto le cholo shomoed, you're not allowed, it's asur, you are not permitted to derive any benefit from it. So the Rosh tells us that this concept does not apply to oichel nefesh. This concept does not apply to oichel nefesh. You are deliberately permitted to delay cooking for Chol HaShemoed, and also, of course, for the second day Yontif, even if you have plenty of time in Erev Yontif to cook for all of Chol HaShemoed. That's what he writes in line number one.
I wouldn't have known that.
Afilu kivein melachtoi, debitzorech ochel nefesh, lo asru kivein melachtoi. So you're asking, what's the grace of Chiddush of the Tosfos HaRosh? It's a very big Chiddush. Why is a big Chiddush? Because I could have said that the rule which is so obvious to everybody is only by meleches oichel nefesh. Only by a melacha which by definition is called oichel nefesh. Now I told you this 6 months ago. The machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam. We reviewed it last week, a question that you asked. So what is Shitas HaTosfos about which of the melachos that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov? Even on Yom Tov that are called Ochel Nefesh. Tosfos has a very small list of 5 melachos. You're allowed to engage in Lush, Lisha. You're allowed to engage in Afia, baking. You're allowed to make a fire, Havara. You're allowed to carry. And you're allowed to Shech the Behemah. That's it. According to Tosfos, if you grind grain on Yom Tov, even though you don't have one piece of bread, you violate the law of Kol Meleches Avodah Lo Yisasu, and you get Malkus. L'shitas HaTosfos.
What's the 5? Lush, Havar, Shechita.
Lush, Lush for Losh and Ofer. Lush, Ofer. Havara. Hotza'a and Shechita. Those are the 5 melachas that are mutar midaraisa.
So you think
nothing else is mutter even mitrabbanan.
So he's extending that, you're saying?
For cholos shomoed. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh is saying. That for cholos shomoed, if you even kivein melachto for tochein and for kotzer eitzim, I'll allow that.
I mean, what is kivein melachto?
That I gave the case. I'm standing there erev yontiv with nothing to do. I cook for Yom Tov. Now I have 9 hours left until Shkia Sachama. I said to myself, I'm going out to the pizza shop with my grandchildren. I had 9 hours to cook for Chol HaShemoed. I deliberately said, I'm not cooking today, Erev Yom Tov. I'm going to grind the grain when? On Chol HaShemoed. That's Kivein Melachto. I deliberately set up, even though there was plenty of time to grind enough grain for Chol HaShemoed and even Yontav Sheni, you're allowed to do it. That's Chidush number one of the Tosfos HaRosh. According to the Rambam, it's less of a Chidush. The Rambam would never make such a Chidush, only on a Rabbanan level. Because according to the Rambam, mid de Oraisa, every melacha that handles the food is defined mid de Oraisa as Melechas Oichel Nefesh. Any malacha that starts with kotzer, handles the food. And even if you were the greatest kishuf macher, you're the greatest magician, that I could take a seed, put it in the ground, and it would grow that very day, on Yom Tov, Zoreya would be asur according to the Rambam.
Asur
middo oraisa. Why? Because the seed is not the food. Mm-hmm. Only if it handles the food is it defined as a melechas oichel nefesh. So in the Rambam's clinic, of the 11 melachos in the bread making process, 9 of the 11 are mutter. Mm-hmm. The only two that are usher are choresh, plowing, and zoreya. But kotzer, dosh, me'amer, borer, tochein, everything else is mutter.
On Yom Tov.
So therefore, of course, Chol HaMoed then.
Right, of course.
And I don't need
right. The only thing which the Rabbanon did, that was Mrs. Rambam's contribution. You know what? If I grind flour on Erev Yom Tov, I promise you the challah that I bake for you fresh on Yom Tov day is not going to taste any different than I had ground the flour on Yom Tov. Kacha Omar, Mrs. Rambam. So if it does not decrease the quality of the food had it been done Erev Yom Tov, then the Rambam says it's Asur Midrabana. But Midoraisa, it's all the same. So the Rambam would never have to make a statement like the Rush, Kivein Melachto Ev Toichet. I mean, Kivein Melachto. You're allowed to do it on Yom Tov itself. So what's the problem? Of course you're allowed to do it on Chol HaShemoed.
So you can also make beer, fresh beer on Yom Tov.
100%. Well, what's the problem? How do you make beer?
Whatever.
How do you make beer?
Put off the beer.
Okay, well, what is it? What do you do to make a beer? Nobody knows how to make a beer.
Isn't that a good thing?
What?
Isn't that a good thing?
It's a good thing. Yes. I don't know. But whatever malachit involves, you're allowed to. No, I can't say that. I don't know what malachas are involved in making beer.
I don't know if I'm right?
Chol HaShemoed, you're allowed. Gleisa says so. Continues the Tosfos HaRosh. So the Gemara answered, Tanoi, as to whether or not you're allowed to engage in harama or not, is a machloikas Tanoi. The Sanyei Marim Bekat. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, I'm going to tell you where the debate was. Braisa hi beperik kol kisvei. This is a brisa in Daf Kuf Yud Zayin in Masechah Shabbos. So, I wasn't lazy. Page 3. You have the brisa right there in front of you. You don't have to trust the Tosfos HaRosh quoting it. Okay. This particular perek deals with one of the most difficult challenges around. A fire breaks out on Shabbos. The halacha is, you're not allowed to put the fire out. Not allowed. And psychologically, everybody knows it's a difficult thing to watch your house. It's talking about, obviously, there's no sakonas nefashos. every person is out of the house. Otherwise, of course, you call the fire department, you put them behind. But it's a little tough if everybody's outside and the whole neighborhood is, it's a block party, everybody's outside, and somebody's house is burning, you don't even ask a guy to call the fire department. It's one of the great challenges of Yahadu. But as I state in the Mishnah, fine, that's what the Mishnah says. However, there is a heter to carry certain things, not into a Rosh HaSarabim, but rather into a chotzer afilu she'eino me'urav. There's no lechi. In order to carry in a courtyard, if it has three walls, midaraisa, you're allowed to carry in that already. But if there's no lechi in the front to remind you that there's what? That there's a Rosh HaSarabim on the other side, midarabanan, you're not allowed to carry. So here the Rabbanan were a little makel. What did they do? The Stam Mishnah says, Matzilin Gimel Mizonos. Three meals, just for the food for Shabbos. Other Rishonim say, only if the fire breaks out Friday night before dinner can you save three meals. If it breaks out Shabbos morning, you only save two meals. If you say it breaks out Shalosh Shudas, only one shtickle herring. And that's it. Nothing beyond that. The Gemara comes up with a psychological ploy why you're allowed to do this. Adam bohul al mamoinai. A person gets crazy when his money is burning down the tubes. So at least we let you save something. If we wouldn't let you save anything, what do the Chachamim are afraid of? You're going to take the water and extinguish the fire. Now I must add, this is one of the most stringent Mishnayos around. Because if you take water to what? To put out a fire, that's not the Issa d'Oraisa of Mechabe. The Issa d'Oraisa of Mechabe is only for one thing, like we say Friday night. Mipnei shehu oseh pechom. To make coal. If you need coals, because you want to have a barbecue. So if the fires and the coal are burning hot, so when you put the meat on, it's going to get burned. What do you want? You want the charcoal smoke to actually cook the food. That only comes about when you extinguish the fire itself. So that's the only time. Every other time, it's a malach shen tzricha legufa. Okay, so the Rambam was Malach Shetrich Chai, but we pass against the Rambam. Malach Hashem Yisrich HaLegufa, when you do a Malacha for a different purpose, is Pater Avol Aser. So it's only Aser with the Rabbanan. And yet, the Mishnayos are so harsh, you're not allowed to put it out. So, the Gemara says, you are only permitted to save that amount. That amount. Asks the Gemara. I bracket. Michte. Behetera kotorach. What in the world is he saving? He's not saving his signed, autographed Mickey Mantle ball. What's he saving? Food. Food is not mutzan Shabbos. So why are you putting any limitations here? Natzil tvei. Let's save lots. Amar Rava. If we're gonna let you save everything, people are gonna get crazy, and what's gonna happen? If we're gonna allow you to save unlimited amounts, you're gonna put the fire out. Now comes our brisa. Elo Amar Abaye, Elo Hodasanya, Nishbira. Lo chavis b'roish gago. Somebody had barrels of wine up on his rooftop, and one of the barrels broke. So what happens to wine? You have to be a big smart person. What happens to the wine in the of the barrel when the barrel breaks? What happens? The wine's going to get spilled out on the floor. and that's going to cause you enormous angst and financial loss. So what does the Gemara say? Mevi kli tachta umeniach tachta. You're allowed to bring one utensil, put it underneath the brake, and whatever that one utensil collects is fine.
This is an outside issue now?
What?
This is an outside issue?
We'll see. No, it's on the roof. It's going to be a gzera that you're going to run out of pots, and what are you going to do? You go to your next door neighbor and carry a pot in Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Gemara says. Ubilvad shelo yavi kli acher v'yiklo. As long as you don't bring a second utensil. Or kliyacha v'yitztarev. Ask the Gemara, Hasam, my gzeira ika. What's the gzeira? Why can't you? Hachanami gzeira shem yavid kli derech Rosh Hashanah. I think you'll carry Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to quote the Brisa again and come up with a harama subject to a machlokes. Gufa. We learn. Nishbur lo chavis b'roish gago mevi kli umeniach tachteha ubilvad shelo yavi kli acher v'yiklot. You should not bring another utensil to receive it, or kli acher v'yitzarev. Like you should bring another thing and sweep the wine into another barrel. You can't do any of that. Nizdame lo orchen. If he ever got so lucky that what happened, people came to visit. Mevi kli acher v'koleit kli acher u'mitzarev. Then he's allowed to bring a second utensil. Why? Because since he has guests, what is he going to serve them? What is he going to serve them?
Wine.
Wine. Of course wine. I refer you to Chaim Soloveitchik's major article on Yayin Nesach. Wine was the only drink served at a Jewish table Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was always wine. Always wine. And that's how he explains the Chachamim's opinion in response to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim in Psachim and Daf Kuf Chesam and Bey say, Hakol Chayavim Ba'arba Koises. Echad Anoshim, Ve'echad Noshim, Ve'echad Tinokos. Men, women, and children are Chayav in Arba Koises. Asks Rabbi Huda, what in the world are children going to get out of drinking Arba Koises? What is the Mato Elis? Yesh Latinokos. That's the words of the Gemara. And the Gemara seems to accept the Rabbi Huda. Makes a lot of sense. To us, it makes perfect sense. Perfect sense. So Chaim said, Chaim Soloveitchik says, you mean to tell me the Chacham were that stupid? They didn't understand the impact of wine on children? But if you know what was happening, Bismana Mishnah, that there is no such thing as water, there's no such thing as orange juice. Nobody drank apple juice. The only thing that you drank was wine. Children began drinking wine at a very young age. 5 or 6, they were drinking regular wine at the table. Hence, it's not such a terrible shock to have a 9 or 10 year old to be chayav in arba koses. So here, you now have guests coming, so you're allowed to bring another vessel in order to what? Spare the wine that's pouring all over the floor and save it. However, v'lo yiklot v'achakach yazmin. Don't be a smart aleck. First bring all your utensils and save the wine, and then, oh, I got some wine. You want to come over for a visit? No. Or, v'lo elo yazmin v'achakach yiklot. First you have to what? You have to invite. Then you can go ahead and be kolei. V'ein ma'arimin b'kach. That's the exact same 3 words that appears in our Gemara. Ein ma'arimin b'kach. You're not allowed to go ahead and be kolei the yayin in order to what? And then say, I'll invite the guests. Bishum Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ma'arimin. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, what exactly is the case which our Gemara is comparing to this Braisa? To this Braisa. Because before I saw the Tosfos HaRosh, I was trying to kvetch in that what is the machlokes between Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanakhama? Our cases of harama. Are you allowed to go ahead and make harama for tochein and things like that? Because says Tosfos, that's not true. The Gemara is comparing two different types of harama.
Can you say the Gemara, our Gemara?
Our Gemara. So now let's see if the comparison works out or not. So think of the cases. Case number one is our case. I did a harama by tochein, namely. I knew darn well all I knew I have to do is grind 2 pounds. That'll take care of more than my nuf for yontif. And I ground 8 pounds. And 6 pounds I'm using after yontif. Now, to what are we going to compare that who say no? To the chachamim who say, you're not allowed to be kolate and then go ahead and invite somebody. Is this the exact same type of case or not? And I'll frame it in Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda's case as well. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says, you are allowed to first go ahead and collect the wine, and then make your public announcement, ladies and gentlemen, I've got some wine to offer. So too, you're allowed to go ahead and be tochein extra grain, Are the two haramos analogous or not? What would you say?
No.
What?
No.
Why not?
Because by tochein, you're just saying, think someone might come, but you know, as far as you know, nobody's coming. Whereas over here, if you
collate the wine first,
and then you invite people, then maybe they'll come. Maybe you have used it.
Okay. So there's perhaps even a greater reason to what? To allow it, because the possibility, if you extend an invitation for somebody to come and drink with you, that is a possibility. Here, our Gemara never said that the reason why we are allowed to do a harama by kotzer is based on what? The fact that you didn't get guests. You're allowed to do harama because he says you're allowed to do harama. That's it. You claim you need 2 pounds and you grind 8 pounds. It's a little different. What other way would there be of operating with the analogy of the two cases? What other operation?
When you say two cases, the two cases in our Gemara?
No. Which one is our case here? This case we just read. The case.
Which of these two cases is more analogous to the case in Shabbos? Is that what you're trying to get?
Yes.
Okay.
The case of our case, of Tochein and Kotzer Eitzim.
Versus the Sheikhar case.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not saying that. Maybe even the Sheikhar case versus the Gemara and Shabbos, which seem to be more.
I think the Sheikhar case is more analogous.
Why?
Because I can't put it into words.
Okay.
That when I first heard the three, I think I'm calling them three cases.
It is three cases. So all three are going to have to somehow match up.
Well, I'm going to defer I would say the Tochein case is unique, is the one that the odd one out.
It's all, not at all comparable.
Yeah.
Okay. And yet the Gemara is saying.
Somehow saying.
That the one who says Harama is Mutter by Tochein is Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda in Shabbos. That's what Tosfos HaRosh is telling us. So give me a svara why Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda could be the one to allow you to do the tochein harama on Chol HaShamoed. Tell me why. Because somebody asked me this question. Tzvi, you asked this question, so use the information based on your question.
Malacha.
There is no malacha here. Shabbos, we're only dealing with Gzeira. What's the gzeira? That I don't have enough pots. The Shunamit woman who has been told by Elisha, please go get the things. I ran out of them. I go across the street and I carry another pot across the Rosh Hashanah. But we're not dealing with a malacha. So to claim that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is going to be matir a case of harama, where you're not really doing a malacha, is somewhat a stretch to say that he is the basis of what? Of doing tochein, where tochein might be a real, not might, it is a real malacha problem. This is a very difficult analogy. And therefore, the Migdal Oz, my apologies for not printing it. I actually did print a Migdal Oz, but it was the wrong page. So I didn't have time to do it again. Migdal Oz says, in Pshat in the Rambam, that it might look like the exact same language as Masechta Shabbos, but to claim that our Gemara is going to prove A from B, where they are so radically different, makes no sense whatsoever. So what is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanakama of the Braisa Tanoi? What is the case? The exact same case that we're debating. Namely, are you allowed to make Tochein with Harama? Are you allowed to make kotzer with a harama? Are you allowed to make sheikhar, fresh beer, with a harama? And our Gemara quoted a machloikis amorayim. Amorayim. Because don't forget, this started as, how did this all get started? Rav Huna was cutting his field on Chol Shamoed. He's an Amora. So what did the Gemara simply do to alleviate our angst, as it does 10,000 times? Kitanoi, it's a machloikis tanoim. But don't start claiming that the machloikis tanoim is a case that has nothing to do with our case just because the language is identical. And it is identical. I'm not shocked that the Tosis Harash saw the commonality, because it used a funny strange, ein marimin lo bekach. It didn't have to say the word bekach. Could have said eimarimin. Eimarimin bekach. So that's a lashon lifted straight out of that Gemara. But the difficulty is that how does the Gemara on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis suddenly answer our question if it happens to be a different type of case? A different type of case.
What was the Tosfos HaRosh trying to show?
He was trying to show us where that Tanaim was. The Gemara says Tanaim, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yecham. Where is the case where those two people argue?
So we found it in Shabbos as Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi
Yehuda. And the Chachamim.
Right.
And it used the same language. Right. Therefore, he believes that's the case from which we are going to try to prove the Machloikis in our Gemara about Tochein of Haram.
The rabbi is trying to show that the cases are not really analogous.
That's why I find
using the terminology
precisely, and that's probably the reason why the Migdal Oz says, "Do not attempt to explain the Rambam in such a fashion." Do not.
The Tosfos are just using the comparable language.
Correct. Correct. But he did not really explain how the analogy works. He just tells us these are the two people arguing. These are the two people are.
So the simple pshat of the Gemara is that the first case of Tochanin would be according to Rabbi, would be who?
According to the Tanakama. Tanakama say, Eimarimin Bekach. Therefore, you can't just collect a wine and then start inviting, Moshe, come over.
No, I'm talking about our Gemara.
Our Gemara says Haram is Usser. That if I need 2 pounds of...
Shlo Yarim.
Correct.
That's the Tanakama.
Good.
And the case of the beer is Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda?
No. Tanakama also say in our Gemara Ulevat Shlo Yarim. Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda says Marimin on all three cases. No, not Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda. The person who argues. There is a word in the Gemara that just says Marimin. I'll show you where it is.
No, but the second or Minhu is a case that Marimin.
That
whole case is Marimin. Or right. Minhu, that's a case of Marimin. That can't be Rabbi Yossi, that can't be the Tanakama.
That is correct.
So when the simple shot of our Gemara, when it says the Tanya, the first case where it says Tochin, and when it says Uvachlo Yarim, that's the Tanakama.
Good.
And then when it brings a contradictory case, it says you can be Marim.
That's Rabbi Yoshi Rabbi Huda.
That's the simple
Correct.
Shot.
That's the simple
and
shot.
And from the simple shot, they don't care what type of aroma. Aroma is aroma, no matter what it is.
That is correct. That's correct. That's the way we learned it. Plain. And he just, the Reish Lakish made it a little more difficult by saying it's that case. It's not just any old Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda.
Okay.
It's that Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. That's a little difficult. I would be much happier if it was just our Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. Since you can make harama by Sheikhar. Yeah.
Unless it tells us what Rashi learns, he says the zamin arachim chain tzricha mechach. Just like we in Shabbos, he invited guests to maybe here for tchina too. He would have to go through this exercise, invite people.
It's possible. It's possible. I'm just alerting you. I'm alerting you to what Faisal Sarash says and the possible difficulties. And I'm telling you, the Migdal Oz on the bottom of the Rambam says it's the same machloikis. The Gemara in Shabbos has nothing to do with this Gemara whatsoever. The argument is simply, can you make harama by Sheikhar or not? Very simple. One says no, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says yes.
Sheikhar, all the cases.
No.
What?
These two cases argue with each other. Either we hold like the first case or we hold like the second case. These two cases don't agree.
Correct. And the answer is one is the Chachamim and one is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay. Right.
That's all. But it's the same. But what is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda talking about? This case. What the Tosafos Rosh says, when the Gemara answers that our Gemara, which allows you to make haram, is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, is not talking about this case. It's talking about that case.
Okay.
Right, but I think you say that the language of haram is you just can't think it. You have to go through the exercise.
I hear. It's possible. It is possible.
So are we also saying that according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who says Marimin, that even in the case of Tochein, they would disagree and they would say, yeah, be Marim.
That is correct. It is very possible.
And even in the case of Sheikhar, we would say that even...
The Chachamim say it is Asur.
And you have to drink the old beer.
Correct. But there I can argue. I'm not compelled to say it because I can say that the new beer versus the old beer is like chicken versus freshly grilled. But by Tochein and Kotzer, there's no leeway around. No leeway around it whatsoever. Mama gain weiter. Mama gain weiter. Well, we got another guy who's cutting his field on Chalav Shemoy. Every Amora on the planet was cutting their Rav Chatzdule Chatzda Becholo de Moana. Rav went ahead and cut his field on Chalav Shemoy. Shoma Shmuel Ikpid. Shmuel heard that Rav did this. Shmuel, his buddy, his counterpart, his younger counterpart, I must add, was angry. Says the Gemara, Lema Shmuel ki yichida svirule. Now, what do I mean? Did we not have this case before? We had a Rav Huna. So how did we defend Rav Huna's actions? What?
Rabbi Yossi said he can't do it.
Only Rabbi Yossi said who can't do it. Correct.
But we also assumed it was Dabar Avad.
Correct. The facts are not changing. So ask the Gemara, maybe Shmuel, who's getting a little annoyed at Rav, maybe he holds like Rabbi Yossi. Lema Shmuel ki yichidah. So the Rashash says that I don't understand the Gemara's question. Lema, maybe Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yosi the Das Yachid. There is a Gemara in Megillah, page 4, which establishes as for a fact that Shmuel is worries l'shitas hayachid chala tayrakula. That's his style. That's his style. Okay? Let's see what's happening here. The case is not really that important. I'll just tell you what the case is. somebody read the Megillah and was shahak de ligmar eskula. And he delayed, he wasn't mafsid, he took a break for the amount of time it would have taken him to read the entire Megillah. So let's say an average Kriyas HaMegillah is 35 minutes. An average. Right? Average. Not like we're in my little shtiebel in Borough Park where I grew up, where everything was measured by baking matzahs. 18 minutes. If you davened longer than 18 minutes, they didn't let you fit a yam in if you had yard sign. Took Kriyas HaMegillah more than 18 minutes, you're not laying the Megillah. So let's say it takes 35 minutes. And in fact, I quoted this halacha when we were doing Hilcha Shofar, where the Rambam says, Shama Teisha Tekios, B'Teisha Sha'os, says the Rambam Yo Yotze. And I found this a little of a shock, because I thought that the Rambam had paskined, and that's what I said at the time, that if you are Shok de Ligma Reskula, you're not Yotze. So if a guy read the Megillah and he delayed between Perek Aleph and Perek Beis 2 hours, even though he didn't say anything, he's not Yotze Metzvah. Truth is, it's a machloikis in the Yerushalmi, the Gemara quotes the machloikis, and we paskin, Shor Kedai Ligmar Eskulo, you are Yotze. So, I made that announcement the next week, that I made a mistake. Tkiyah Shofar is not the unusual halacha, Tkiyah Shofar is the halacha. That whenever there is an obligation that has to be done, it can be done as long as you want, as long as you don't talk and you're not mafsik in between.
Well, there's no hesach hadas, of course.
And no hesach hadas. You're just sitting there, I gotta read the Megillah, I gotta read the Megillah. So here there is a machloikis about whether or not you're yotze or not. So I bracket it. Omar Rabbi Abba, Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Baraba, Omar Rav, Halachat Karabi Muna. The halacha is like Rabbi Muna, who says that if you are shor ligmar eskula, you have to start at the beginning. Ushmuel Omar ain halacha ke Rabbi Muna. Shmuel says nah, the halacha is you're yotze. But besura mas nuhachi, that's the way they learned this machlokes in sura. Pumpadisa mas nuhachi. Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav. Halacha k'Rabbi Muna. Ushmuel Amar, ain halacha k'Rabbi Muna. Rabibi masni ibcha. Rav Amar, ain halacha k'Rabbi Muna. In which case, you are Yotze. Ushmuel Amar, halacha k'Rabbi Muna. And if you waited the amount of time that it took you to finish the whole Megillah, you are not Yotze. Amar Rav Yosef, nekoit derav bibi biyotcha. I want you to accept Rabbi's amendation. Why? The Shmuel who the Chayish L'chida. Because Shmuel is always the guy who worries about a Das Yachid. Always the one who worries about a Das Yachid. So therefore, asks the Rashash in our Gemara, what do you mean? Vema Shmuel ki Yachida. Maybe Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi. We have an established rule in the name of Rabbi Yosef that any time there is a debate of the majority versus a single person, you can know, bet your bottom dollar, that Shmuel is going to be following that single Das Yachid. Single Das Yachid. So why suddenly the Gemara said, answers the Rashash, we mentioned this already, because in our Gemara, it's not just a machloikis and Amoira too, and Amoira too, against the time. The first Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah in Moed Katan, which we mentioned last week, says that if the field is not going to grow, that is by definition a Dover Avut, and you're allowed to do it, even though it is Mechuba Lekarka. So where a Stam Mishnah is involved, even Shmuel might agree to the Stam Halacha and not be worried L'shita Sayyafet. Even Shmuel. So it's only when Shmuel doesn't have a Stam Mishnah against him, that's when he adopts the Shita Sayyafet. Shita Sayyafet. Now I must tell you, when does Shmuel say, I have a right to be follow Shita Sayachid? When the Shita Sayachid is the what? He's the Machmir. But he's the Machmir. Then I can be Machmir. I can be Machmir. And this happened to have been a position which the Briska followed rather routinely. If there is a Machlokes or Rishonim, and I could somehow do something to avoid following one, even though the halach is against that one. The halach is like everybody else. If I can do something not to enter into a machloikis, I'm going to do it. I told you that's what the Rav's great five shvarms idea was all about. That's where he came up with the five shvarms when he was 9 years old. Blow five shvarms. Did I tell you? I told you that. Reason why. The halacha is, according to Rashi, that the basic unit is not nine sounds, the way we have it, but it's three sounds. A trua is three, two, 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 according to Rashi. A shvarim is two, two, just two. And a tkia is three. A tkia takes tkia. A three sound, two, 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 straight, two. That's a tkiya already according to Rashi. We paskin against Rashi. We paskin like Tosfos. That the basic unit is nine. So in order to have a trua, you need nine of them. Our shvarims are three equals two, two, two. Three times three is nine. Our tkiya is as long as a trua, that's the halacha. Tkiya has to be long. So a tkiya is as long as nine blasts. When you have shvarim trua together, the tkiya has to be like an 18 sound blast. That's the halacha. Everybody in the world paskins like Tosfos. Nobody paskins like Rashi. So the Rav said, I'm going to take care of Rashi. What does he do? He said, instead of blowing a three sound shever, because that's already a tkiya according to Rashi, and they're no good. I'm going to blow a two sound shever, the equivalent of doo doo for a shever. It should only be the sound of two truas. Now the problem is that if I blow three of them, I only have a total of six. That doesn't make Tosfos happy, because Tosfos says the core unit is what? Is nine. So what did the Rav say you do? You blow five smaller shvarims. Five. Five shevers equal, because it's a minimum. It's a minimum of nine. You can blow 50 shvarims. You can blow like 50 trus. So this way, he blew a nine sound kia, Tosfos. Rashi's happy with that too. He blew a five smaller shvarims, which equals 10. So Tosfos is happy because it's more than nine. Rashi's happy because it's less than three, so it's not a tkiya. And then he blew nine truas to make Tosfos happy. This was when he was 9 years old. Favel was so impressed with what he came up with, that right after Rosh Hashanah, he went to visit Rab Chaim, and Rab Chaim said, this is Ga'inus. And the next year, Rab Chaim instituted that in Brisk, that's the way we're going to blow Shofar with five shvarims. If you go to B'nai Shurim, they blow with five shvarims. Five shvarims. Somebody asked me when I started reading, oh, you're not going to follow the Rav? I said, there are a lot of things that I know the Rav did, but people never heard of these things. And I didn't want people on Rosh Hashanah to be confused. What was this guy blowing? Five shvarims? So, yeah, that's it. But why did he do it? He said, because I didn't want to have Rashi upset at anybody. Doing a Rashi. That looks like Tosfos. But here I made Rashi and Tosfos happy. And that was part of the Briska tradition. If you could somehow eliminate Machlokes, as craziest things you can come up with, that was always considered something in their favor.
Briska, where compared to that one?
What?
Does Guerrero Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin?
I don't know, Ben. I don't know. The Rav never wore Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. I don't know. Maybe he did. I don't know. I don't know if
does electing the individual as the Korah solve the problem? Also reduce the machlokes?
Yes, 100%. Because the Makil certainly says you Yotze with the Chumrah position. So whoever's the Makil, you don't say you have to be Makil. You have a right to be Makil. So if you take the Chumrah position, you're covering everybody. Yeah. That's what often the Briska do. Often the Briska do. Yeah. Then let's take a look at... Hold on a second... So let's just read another line or two of Gemara. So Shmuel's getting angry. Now, why did Shmuel get angry? Because lo chatzta dechiti heva, de lo heva pasit. Why did Rabbi Yossi say you should not cut your grain on Chalosh HaMoed? Why did Rabbi Yossi say? We said it last week.
The noise?
No, that was an excuse answer. What was the simple answer? Because he didn't think it was a davar avad. He didn't think that if you wait 3 more days, the entire grain is going to be damaged. Ask the Gemara, Virat my time avad hachi. Answer the Gemara, which we mentioned last week. Rav ain lo mo yochal hefer. Rav had nothing to eat. Nothing to eat. Ushmuel. If he had nothing to eat, Shmuel's cat, such a cold guy, and you can't cut the grain. Says Ushmuel, lo saimuhu kameh. He didn't even bother listening to the second half of the story that Rav had what? Nothing to eat. All he heard was what? Rav cut the grain. He was already in explosion mode. That's one answer. Inami Adam Chashuv Shani. Since Rav's an Adam Chashuv, even if he had nothing to eat, he heard the end of the story. He shouldn't have eaten it all. So what should he do? So there are several suggestions. Some Rishonim say that what he should do is he should borrow. Engage in Hava. Either borrow money and go to the store and buy food. Or, go ask somebody, you know, can I have a chicken? I'll pay you back a chicken after Yontif. That's one possibility. That's one possibility. That he should have gone and borrowed. Others say, no. Stores that sell produce on Chalosh HaMoed are allowed to be open. You're allowed to have a produce store open to sell chickens for Yontif. So you know what Rav should have done? Even though Amorayim in general were reluctant to go into stores on Chalosh HaMoed, that's what many Rishonim say, because it creates a weekday business atmosphere. It's the shuk open as usual. The shuk open as usual. Therefore, Adam Chashuv typically did what? Did not go shopping. They took all of their stuff before Yontif. If ain loy mayoichal, what do you got to do? Then you got to go into the market and eat something. Otherwise, you're going to starve. So some say he should have borrowed, and others say he should have gone to the market and they take a look at page number 5. The Kosaf HaRambam. This is the Beis Yosef's commentary on the Torah. Hecha de ein lo ma yochal afal pishim motse bishuk liknos ein matzrizchen oso likach. The Rambam sheet is, I should have for the photo, is that you're allowed to cut the grain. The halach is against Shmuel, because the halach is, it was the Das Yachid. And it was such a concern not to find Adam Chashuv. Where? In the market, in the shuk, that he would rather have Rav cut the grain than go shopping in the market. That's how the Rambam explained. And therefore, Shmuel, either he didn't hear, he only heard half the story, or he didn't like that suggestion that go to the market, that's all. Go to the market. And that's how the Rambam passed. Go to the market. Yeah. What? Yeah, on a Dorabbanim level it is. Not on a Doraisa, but on a Dorabbanim level it is.
Why? We just had Rav Huna before did the same thing.
Right.
And no one objected then. Because Rav Chasha, was it Rav Chasha or?
Right. It's true. I don't know. Did the Gemara say that Rav Huna lo heva ma'ok, the ain lo ma'yokal?
No,
that's just the difference. He had something to eat, but he needed a little more. That Adam Chashev shouldn't be doing. But in a case where an Adam Chashev has nothing to eat, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And like I said, now, some Rishonim say, like everybody here said, it is impossible that nobody would give Rav food. And that was Ein Lo Mayocha. You know what the case was? It was his workers. It was Rav's Poalim who had nothing to eat. Rav's responsible for them. He's got to pay them. So, what did Rav tell him? Cut the field, cut the grass, cut the wheat, go to the market, sell it, get some money, and what? And now you have something to eat. So there was never a question about Rav either. So what was Shmuel's big argument? That an Adam Chashuv shouldn't even allow his Poalim to do something wrong on Chol HaShomoy.
He should treat his workers.
Even his pup. Okay, he didn't have. He didn't have.
He had a whole field full of wheat.
Yes. It wasn't cut. That was the problem. All right. We'll stop here. We'll continue next to Vach.